Denise, thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg in Focus.
Thank you for having me.
So how long have you been doing booze and brews?
This year will be our 9th year.
Okay, yeah. How did this get started?
A collaboration with Iron Spike.
Yeah.
It started as a sip saver, which we did like a pairing of their specialty beers with some of their food.
Yeah.
And then it evolved into booze and brews, which of course includes free samples. With the ticket, you get samples of their beer and also samples. G&M is our other sponsor of this event, and they bring their wines and their specialties. And so you get samples of each with your ticket, your $25 ticket. So this is our 9th annual Booze and Brews, a very successful event. Thanks to those two corporate sponsors and the great community turnout we have.
Yeah. And of course, the idea is to raise as much money as we can for Discovery Depot. It obviously must be a very good fundraiser for you.
It is a great fundraiser. It helps to support all the programming that we're doing at the museum and the operations to keep us open 6 days a week here in Galesburg.
Yeah, and a fun way to get some information about the museum, too, to
people. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We have, lots of times we reach out to our Knox College partners. Yeah. Or those students will come in and support, and maybe they've never heard anything about Discovery Depot before. So it's a great event just to get some community awareness.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about the fun part here of this. You've got bartending teams.
We do.
These
are our guest bartenders that are coming in. They actually compete hour by hour to get the most tips during their time. We have greatly benefited from the competitive nature of our bartending teams.
Of course.
So, right off the bat, I think we have the House Hustlers.
Yeah.
That's our Platinum Key Realtors. So they're coming in. They've done this for us in the past. I would say, I believe that Sarah Varner and her group has actually won in years past, because they have brought in the most tips. And then they are followed by the public servers. This is our City of Galesburg administrators coming in. And so love the name public servers.
I like that.
Kind of a double twist there.
Yeah,
And so they would be the newbies this year, one of the newbies coming in. And so we're excited to have them join and support Discovery Depot in that way.
Yeah.
And then F&M Bank, they love to participate in this. And I am told that they just wanted their name to be put out there as F&M Bank, but there's surprise in their costume theme. So I have no idea what that will be. But you have to come and find out. Last year they were Barbies, so we'll see what they pull out of the hat for this year. So, and then we're followed by Jody Scott's team from ROE 33, and ROE has been a longtime collaborator with Discovery Depot in the programming that we're doing.
Yes,
and so they're great supporters of everything that's going on at the museum and helping to give access to the families they serve to Discovery Depot Children's Museum. So we're happy to have them come out in an evening and help us with this fundraiser.
Absolutely. Denise Gerstenberger is the Executive Director of Discovery Depot Children's Museum. We're talking about their Booze and Brews event. Tickets are $25. Where can you get the tickets?
The tickets are available at Iron Spike. We have them available at Discovery Depot at the front desk, and they're also available online. So if you go to discoverydepot.org, you can go right to the calendar and purchase. Well, you actually just go ahead and sign up.
Yeah.
You don't get a physical ticket that way, but we have your name and we'll let you in the door.
So you talked about your guest bartending teams that are dressing up. A lot of them do.
Some of them do.
Some of them do.
Some of them don't.
How about the participants for the event? Encouraging dressing up?
We haven't in the past, it's whatever you feel like doing. It's a fun event to attend.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about the online auction.
Sure.
Yeah. Is this a part of that?
It is. Yep. We have an online auction that coincides. It opens, I think, a day before.
Okay.
As you know, we have our big auction event in December every year. This Booze and Brews is a small auction event and a lot of fall type activities. There's football games, things like that up for auction.
Yeah.
So this year we have two sets of football tickets. One is to obviously the Illini, and the other one is to Iowa. I think the Iowa is against the Cornhuskers. Yes, and it's on Black Friday. So, you know, if you're looking for something to do that day besides shop, you could pick up some tickets for some great seats at this auction for Discovery Depot.
Absolutely.
We have some specialty whiskey and wine. That's typical that we have on this auction. And then also this year we have a Wisconsin Dells staycation type package that's out there. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So lots of interesting things that you can bid on. And also I want to just say that our bartending teams, you can tip them online as well.
I was going to bring that up. You can have a QR code, right?
Yes. We have a QR code that takes you, and when you're at the auction, you can go ahead and tip F&M Bank. Right then. So even if you can't attend the event, but you want to support your team while they're bartending, you can tip them at any point, and it'll go into their kitty so that potentially they could win of the four teams that evening.
So check out your websites and find out more information about the event. That's going to be big. Denise Gerstenberger from Discovery Depot Children's Museum here in Galesburg. What are some, we got the holidays coming up. I'm sure you're very busy at Discovery Depot.
We are, we really kick off when the school year kicks off as far as our programs go. In October, we do have Halloween Hoopla coming up. That is the same day as Treat Street. So you have Treat Street in the morning, and Halloween Hoopla then kicks off at 3 p.m. So, I know Treat Street's till maybe 1 o'clock, go grab something to eat and then come on down to the Children's Museum, rain or shine.
Yeah.
And we have the hoopla going on. So there is trick-or-treating in the village. There is the Mad Scientist Lab upstairs. We also have a pumpkin patch photo op. There's Feast with the Witches. So there's some little snacky things. And there's a craft that they make. So lots of fun stuff. We always have a great turnout. And we love partnering with DCP and doing this on the same day and following their event. Trying to keep people in our downtown area for the day.
What's the cost of just...
So it's $6.50 for members and $8.50 for non-members, and then parents come in free.
Yeah.
So it's just covering the cost of all the prizes and candy, and boy, do we have a lot of that stuff. There's also a spooky carnival that goes on the second floor during that event. So it's a well-loved and well-attended event each year for the museum.
Absolutely. And then as we get closer to the holidays, too, you have more holiday-themed events coming up, too?
We do. What a great place for me to be able to work and for families to visit than during the holidays at the Children's Museum. So we'll have a lot of programming during the winter break of all the schools. We, of course, participate in Galesburg Express that's coming up the second weekend of December. We will have Breakfast with Santa again, which is a staple that we typically do. Prior to that, right after Thanksgiving, we have Festival of Trees for the museum.
Oh, boy.
This is our largest fundraiser of the year. Yeah. It helps support operations for 2025.
Yeah.
Speaking of 25, this is our 25th anniversary of Festival of Trees.
Oh my gosh.
So it will be, I would say there is some spectacular parts planned for this year's Festival of Trees. 25 years is a long time.
Yeah.
And for a fundraiser to run and to continue to be successful.
Yeah.
The first Festival of Trees was held in the community room at Sandberg Mall.
Sandberg Mall, I was about to say. And then
it raised $3,000.
Yeah. Wow.
We're much, much more than that now.
Yeah, absolutely. Denise from Discovery Depot Children's Museum, you brought up 2025, some exciting things coming up for next year.
We do. We have some exciting things coming up. I know this year in 24, we had the dinosaurs, Land of Fire and Ice on our second floor.
That was so
great. That was a great exhibit there for 12 weeks. A lot of our community enjoyed that. We saw a significant boost in our attendance and people coming in from out of town. Very pleased with that. In 2025, we actually have Thomas the Train coming in.
Oh,
so Thomas and friends will be on our second floor. They arrive middle of May. They'll be here all summer. They're actually coming in from Virginia when they come into the museum. So you won't see them anywhere close by. We're super excited. And that was in part thanks to the Knox County Board for their ARPA funding, and BNSF is also helping to fund Thomas landing in Galesburg for 12 weeks.
Oh, boy.
So that's going to be a big deal. And as soon as we get into 2025, the museum will be working very hard on marketing that and getting our staff ready for the increase of visitors coming.
Absolutely. Because with the dinosaurs, when they were there, you had lots of field trips and, right?
Yes, we did. Birthday parties, field trips. And it was in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
So we were, at times working against the weather in the Midwest.
Yeah.
This is coming in May, and we'll be here till middle of September. So we're super excited about that. Thomas the Train is exponentially popular, and we reserved him 3 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
That's how far out in advance you have to book.
Yeah.
For him to come to your museum, or Thomas and friends. And so if you have a child in your family that is crazy about trains, you probably should put Discovery Depot on your calendar for next summer.
Yeah, wonderful. And we talk about those memberships to Discovery Depot. You know, myself, my wife and I, we've had a grandparent membership with our granddaughter and now two granddaughters. For the last two, I think this is, we're coming into our third year now. And it is so convenient.
Yes.
To have the membership, and you can go whenever you want.
Exactly. Very reasonably priced, because it's up to, you know, six people. Sometimes you can have certain memberships allow you 10 people, unlimited visits during the year. You know, if it's a Saturday rainy morning, you say, hey, let's just go to Discovery Depot for an hour.
That's
then
right.
You're not paying that full admission price. You can run in for an hour and then go home. It makes a lot of sense. And typically we run around 550 to 600 family memberships at the museum. So it is a good value, and it is definitely utilized by our community and beyond. We have a lot of people that'll drive that are members that live an hour away.
Yes, absolutely, because that membership is good at other children's museums.
Yes, we do have one that is good at other children's museums.
Yes.
So it will allow you like half price if you go to Peoria.
It's wonderful.
And that helps, you know, when you have a family of five, you're going in there and you're paying, you know, $15 or $10 a person, whatever their price point is, to get that half price off of everybody is helpful.
Yeah. Well, I love it when my granddaughter Della, she'll look at me and say, Poppy, can we go to Discovery Depot on Saturday morning? Can we go Saturday? Discovery Depot. So it's a wonderful thing. We use it quite a bit. So Denise, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us. Looking forward to Booze and Brews this week and all the other great things you've got coming up.
Well,
for
we
Discovery
appreciate
Depot.
The support, and of course WGIL helped us out with some of the auction items, and we appreciate that. And yes, hopefully we'll have a great event and a great turnout. The weather is looking great for it, so we're excited.